every word what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every action that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. There is, even up to this day, there are people who study hadith in such a way that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam related a hadith in that particular gathering, there was water and kajur that there was in that gathering, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the companions. When that hadith is related in the studies, in the students who are studying hadith, up till this day, they also make arrangement that there is water and kajur, so that they can also give it out the way Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it out when he related that very same saying. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to, when he used to teach at tahiyyat to people, he used to put his hand on the thigh of the person and say, read after me, at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. And he used to say, you know why I'm teaching you this way? Do you know why I'm teaching you this way? Because my Nabi taught me in this way. So not only the at-tahiyyat came down, how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the at-tahiyyat, we still know it up till this day. Is there any person in history of humankind, we can say without fear of contradiction, there is no person in the history of humankind whose actions, whose deeds has been preserved the way Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deeds and his sayings have been preserved. So that is why this grading is not a weakness for us, it's our strength. So people have graded things. How they have graded? Certain type of a hadith, it is tawatur. So many people have related it that it is impossible to reject. Certain things are, when we say da'if, what it means is, sometimes this particular person had narrated it, but in that particular narration, there were two or three people. There were not as many people as there were in another narration. So that is the meaning of the grading. It is not da'if, weak, opposite to strength. It is a technical term. And there are many ahadith which individually, there might be few sahaba who narrate it. But then the very same content, the very same theme has been narrated by various other companions. And when you take all of that together in conjunction, then the theme, the content, does not remain weak. It becomes strong because of the amount of people who have narrated it in conjunction with one another. And this is the same thing with regard to the ahadith of the 15th night of Sha'ban. There are over 17 sahaba who have narrated about the virtue of this night. Now, after understanding this, now let us go in with regard to this. I'm not going to go much into detail with regard to the virtue. Many of you are aware with regard to it. Just relate to one or two things, and then we go in with regard to perhaps what we should be doing during the course of the night. First is, keeping in mind what I had said, Allah Ta'ala chooses one night over the other. It comes in a hadith which appears in Bayhaqi, even in Jami'u Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Right? Even make mention with regard to the books of a hadith. Out of these three books, two of these books are amongst the six compilations which are known as Siha Sitta, which are amongst the six most authentic compilations of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Allah Ta'ala turns and look at his bondsman with mercy on this particular night, and Allah Ta'ala forgives people except certain type of people. And in this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention a person who associate partners to Allah and the one who has hatred in his heart for others. The second hadith, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once I was sleeping with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a turn of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be with me. When, during the course of the night, I looked and I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not present. So I went and I went to search for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw him going to Jannatul Baqi. That is why the reason why many of us would go to the Qabristan today. So he went into, and he said, I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to Jannatul Baqi. And then afterward, I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returning. Afraid that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must not be aware that I was following him. You know, and of course, the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to compete with one another to attract the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, this is nothing that is a secret. This was because of the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they used to compete with one another for the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this particular way, he went and she came back in a hurried way. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sensed that she was panting as if she had come back hurriedly from someone. And she said, oh Aisha, were you suspicious that on your night I would go out and go and spend the night with another wife? And that is not the case. This is the night of Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban. It is the 15th night of Shaban. And on this night, it is one of the reasons why the night is known as Bara'at. Bara'at means emancipation. And Allah Ta'ala frees so many people from the fire of Jahannam the way they is. Some riwayats make mention of sheep or goat upon the strands of hair upon the sheep or the goats of the tribe of Bani Kalb, which was a very big tribe, which was known for the amount of livestock that they had within in their possession. So that is how Allah Ta'ala has treated, and it is a night of forgiveness. The third riwayat with regard to what has also been made mention, that on this particular night, Ibn Majah makes mention that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, and the prohibition is made, is there anyone who seeks that I, his risk, that I can sustain him? Is there anyone who has any need that I can fulfill that particular need? Now, many people will say that that type of proclamation is made on a daily, on every night. It is made every night, and it's true. At the time of Tahajjud, this particular proclamation is made every night. It is our misfortune that Allah Ta'ala proclaims and we are sleeping. Allah Ta'ala proclaims and we are not prepared to take up the proclamation. Allah Ta'ala proclaims and we are, the way the Urdu poet had said, Hum to ma'il ba karam hai koi sa'il hai nahi. Hum to ma'il ba karam hai koi sa'il hi nahi. Rah dikla hai kise, rah rawe manzil hi nahi. Hum to ma'il, we are inclined towards forgiveness, there is no one asking for forgiveness. We want to show people the road. Allah Ta'ala says, we want to show people the road, there is no one asking the road. See, that is our misfortune. It's true that this particular proclamation is made every night, but the distinction of Shab-e-Barat is that this proclamation is not only made at the time of Tahajjud, it is made from the time of Maghrib till the time of Tahajjud. So this is a speciality of this particular night, that normally every night, only at the time of Tahajjud this proclamation is made. On 15th of Shaban, the proclamation is made from the time of Maghrib. Now, after understanding some of these benefits, in fact, in one narration, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that I looked at Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made such a long sijda on this night that I felt that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life has been taken away and he had passed away in sijda. Now, when we know the blessedness of this night, what do we do? The first thing, my dear respected brothers, amongst the things that we should be doing is to perform salah. Salat is the thing that brings us closest towards Almighty Allah. Different types of salat. As-sajidu yasjudu bayna qadamayhi ar-Rahman. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, the person who makes sijda, it is as if, in likelihood, it doesn't mean in reality, but a figurative way of speech, it is as if he is making sijda on the feet of Allah. So the closest, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the time when a person is in sijda, he is the closest towards Almighty Allah. Spend time in salat. There is nothing after the faraiz better and more virtuous than tahajjud salat. Tahajjud, by and large, the ulama have told us 4 rakats to 12 rakats. The more better is 8 rakats in 2-2 rakats sequence, which is more the preferable method. Let us read tahajjud not only on this night. Inshallah, it becomes a norm in the life of each and every mu'min and believer. This is something that it is absolutely amazing. Someone had, has made mention that according the ulama have said that although tahajjud is not compulsory upon us, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his action, it seems as if Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made it compulsory upon himself. Or it was compulsory from Allah Ta'ala, because of which Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it every night. So this is one of the aspects that we should be spending. Today, by and large, brothers, the fact of the matter is we have gone very, very lax with regard to salat. We read with regard to the virtues of salat. We know that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that the only distinguishing factor between a believer and a disbeliever is salat. We read in the hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Awwalu ma yuhasibu bihi al-'abdu yawm al-qiyamati as-salah." The first thing Allah will question you on the day of Qiyamah will be with regard to salat. But yet we are neglectful with regard to it. And you say, they say the first impression is the last impression. You must have heard the saying. Now, when Allah Ta'ala says that the first thing I will question you will be about salat, so if the first impression is a lasting impression, if the first impression you fail, what will be with regard to other things? And if the first impression with regard to your salat is found to be correct, inshallah, there is a greater likelihood. The way the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues, that all other deeds of yours also, inshallah, will be correct. But if your first impression is a wrong impression, then what about your other deeds? And then we've got all type of excuses with regard to salat nowadays. Some of the time we have this particular excuse, I know it's important, but I forgot. Many times we say, I knew it is important, but I forgot. You ask yourself a question, is it possible for us to forget about Salat? Is it possible? Let me give you an example our ulama have made mention. You see, the beginning of the calendar, or the day where the day starts, is right other side Fiji. And let us say that particular time, Far East, for lack of a better definition. From that particular time, the muazzin there, and there's a Muslim community right there, gives azan at the time of Fajr. When he gives azan at the time of Fajr, he continues thereafter, from there afterwards at small intervals, the muazzin in New Zealand is giving azan for Fajr. After a little while, the muazzin of Australia. After a little while, the muazzin of Indonesia. After a little while, the muazzin of Malaysia. Continue with Fajr Salat, Fajr Azan. Then continuing Burma, Thailand, India, Pakistan. Continuing in this particular way at small and regular intervals, the muazzin is reminding people to read Salatul Fajr. He's telling them, As-salatu khayru minan nawm. By the time the muazzin in Egypt is reminding the people with regard to the Salat of Fajr, the muazzin down there in Fiji is reminding the people to recite and to perform Zuhr Salat. And yet we say we forgot. How can you forget? You know the importance, and the muazzin is reminding you, and yet we say we forget. Then we say, sometimes we say, I was a musafir. I was traveling. It was very, very difficult for me. I was rushing from one place to the other. Allah Ta'ala has taken that into account. Instead of four, read two rakats. Then you say, I was very, very sick. I couldn't stand up and read. Never mind, you couldn't stand, sit down and read. I couldn't sit down and read. Never mind, lay down and read. Lie down and read. I was in a place where I didn't know where the Qibla was. I didn't know where the Qibla was. How was I supposed to perform Salat? Use your discretion. Try and find the Qibla to the best of your ability. Read your Salat. Your Salat is valid even if you have made a mistake. I didn't have water. Make tayammum. Now what excuse is there? That is why when Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, someone came and asked him, Mawlana, I can't get up for Fajr. I can't get up for Fajr. Make dua Allah Ta'ala, make me get up for Fajr. What did Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi reply? He said, you are lying. You can't get up for Fajr. If you could not have got up for Fajr, Allah would never have made it compulsory. Because Allah Ta'ala says, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusaha. Allah never puts a burden upon people that is beyond them to comply with. If you could not have gotten up, Allah would not have made it for us. Wallahi al-azim. The fact that you can get up, that is why Allah has made it for us, for you. What else do we have with regard to it, brothers? The fact of the matter is very, very unfortunate if we don't perform our Salat. That is one of the aspects that we need to re-emphasize all the time, and we need to remind ourselves with regard to it. Then make tilawat. Allah Ta'ala says, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayk." When you are making tilawat of the Holy Quran, you are not only reciting something that is blessed, you are reciting the speech of Allah. Utlu ma uhiya ilayk. Make tilawat of what Allah has revealed unto Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, whosoever recites one, you know, we sometimes translate the word harfam, one word. It's not one word, one letter. If you recite one letter, for every letter Allah multiplies 10 times. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you recite alif, lam, mim, you don't get, it's not one letter, it's one word that. And when alif, lam, mim consists of three letters, for every letter Allah Ta'ala will multiply 10 times. To recite alif, lam, mim, you get 30 rewards. Brothers, we don't like to take the name of shaitan. Who likes to take it? I'm sure no one would like it. But when you take it in the context of the Quran, you get 50 rewards. You take it in the context of, say, in the Quran, Iblis also, you take in the context of reading the Quran, Allah Ta'ala gives you 50 rewards. Can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now this is the blessedness of the night, and then I'm still talking about with regard to what we should do. There are certain people whom Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, they would not benefit from this night. We need to understand what is meant by not benefiting from this night. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention of certain people. Certain people, like, for example, the one who commits shirk. What is meant by this? Let us keep it. Just a few weeks ago, one brother, may Allah Ta'ala reward him, he phoned and he said, Mawlana, I am very, very disturbed and very worried. What is the situation? Allah says in the Quran, Inna Allah la yaghfiru ayyushraka bi. Allah will never forgive a person who associates partners to Allah. I fear that perhaps somewhere during the course of my life, I have done something that resembles shirk. And I'm worried that Allah will never forgive me because Allah says He will never forgive me. The ulama says what is meant by not being forgiven is if you remain upon that. if you remain upon that. That is the meaning, if you would not be forgiven. Because if you make Toba, and if you are sincere in your repentance, that even these type of deeds would be washed away and wiped away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be wiped away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what, but if you remain on that, you don't make Toba, and you're still keeping on that, then Allah ta'ala will not forgive you and will not bless you. This auspicious night. One of them is shirk. The one who associate partners to Almighty Allah. Shirk billah. Don't associate partners to Allah. وَإِن قُتِلْتَ أَوْ حُرِّقْتَ. Even if you are killed or even if you are burnt alive, don't associate partners to Allah. Now you know, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shirk sometimes is like a black ant on a black night on a vast expanse on a black surface. What he meant by that is, that while the ultimate shirk is to make idols, there are minor forms of shirk that you and I need to be constantly aware and careful about. And one of them is, you do things for name and fame. You do things for name and fame. If you do things for name and fame, Allah Ta'ala forbid. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Then we will not get reward from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Ubaidullah Mawlana Umar Palampuri rahmatullah alayhi used to give this example. He said Musa went to a building contractor to build a house. After he went to build the house, now you and I know how difficult it is to build a house, especially in today's time. Contractors, well, all artisans, with due respect to anyone who is an artisan here, electricians, plumbers, sometimes one wonder whether promises apply to them or not. They make 10 promises to 10 different people at one time. And you all, now can you imagine, after having so much difficulty, after building a house for Musa, the contractor went to Isa. He said, Isa, give me money for the house that I built. So what did Isa tell him? Isa will say, who did you build the house for? Contractor will say, I built a house for Musa. So Isa will say, why are you asking me for money? Go and ask Musa to give you the money. Why are you asking me for the money? Go and ask Musa for the money. You built the house for Musa. Why are you asking me for the money? He says, Hazrat Mawlana Umar Palampuri Rahmatullah says, if we take this example, if we do things for the sake of name and fame, Allah will be justified on the day of Qiyamah in telling us, who did you do it for?